What did I say?
Don't you see, Bella? It's one thing for me to make myself miserable, but a wholly other thing for you to be so involved.
He turned his anguished eyes to the road, his words flowing almost too fast for me to understand.
I don't want to hear that you feel that way.
His voice was low but urgent. His words cut me.
It's wrong. It's not safe. I'm dangerous, Bella. Please grasp that.
No. I tried very hard not to look like a sulky child.
I'm serious, he growled.
So am I. I told you it doesn't matter what you are. It's too late.
His voice whipped out low and harsh. Never say that.
I bit my lip and was glad he couldn't know how much that hurt. He stared out at the road. We must be close now. He was driving much too fast.
What are you thinking?
He asked, his voice still raw. I just shook my head, not sure if I could speak. I could feel his gaze on my face, but I kept my eyes forward.
Are you crying?
He sounded appalled. I hadn't realized the moisture in my eyes had brimmed over. I quickly rubbed my hand across my cheek, and sure enough, traitor tears were there, betraying me.
No,
I said, but my voice cracked. I saw him reach toward me hesitantly with his right hand, but then he stopped and placed it slowly back on the steering wheel.